As overcomers, we inherit all things. December 30. We sit with Christ on his throne. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3:21. In these words, an individual effort is laid out for each one of us. We are to make determined efforts to overcome as Christ overcame. From this warfare, no one is excused. If for us the gates of the holy city swing ajar, if we behold the King in his beauty, we must now overcome as Christ overcame. He laid aside his robes of royalty, his riches, and for our sake became poor that we might come into possession of an immortal inheritance. In our behalf he met and conquered the Prince of Darkness. The lesson of self-control should begin with the infant in its mother's arms. The child should be taught that its will must be brought into subjection. Who are these children committed to our care? They are the younger members of the Lord's family. He says, "Take these children and train them so that they will be polished after the similitude of a palace, prepared to shine in the courts of my house." What an important work. Remember that in your work the Creator of the universe will give you help. In his strength and through his name you can lead your children to be overcomers. Teach them to look to God for strength. Tell them that he hears their prayers. Teach them to overcome evil with good. Teach them to exert an influence that is elevating and ennobling. Lead them to unite with God, and then they will have strength to resist the strongest temptation. They will then receive the reward of the overcomer. You lose much by not studying with greater earnestness and care the life of Christ. There you may see the victories which you have to gain, that you may win the precious white robe of a spotless character and stand at last without fault before the throne of God.